We're focusing on a passage in Isaiah chapter 9, just one verse actually, which is one of the verses we often focus on at this time of the year. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What child is this? You know, when you give a name to somebody, it's a very important thing. When parents have children, they often have to wonder about what name they're going to give that particular child. I know with my parents, they struggled a little bit, particularly with my second eldest brother. My eldest brother was easy because my father's name was Robert, and so they called him Robert as well. But my second eldest brother, they were uncertain of, because our family name, the German family name, is a name called Wilhelm. And it's not an easy name. So they weren't sure how they were going to call him Wilhelm. So in the end, they decided they wouldn't give him the name Wilhelm. And my parents had my father had a very good friend. His name was William. And they decided they would give him the name William, and they would call him Billy, as is often the case. Except when my father went to register my brother at the department, the man before him had registered the name Victor. And so when he saw the name Victor, he thought, Victor Wilhelm sounds good. So while he was registering the name, he changed the name that they chose. And he called them Victor Wilhelm Ahlenfeld. Well, for the first 2 weeks of my brother's life, my mother kept on calling him Billy, 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 Billy. And eventually, after about 2 weeks, my father said to my mother, why do you keep on calling this child Billy? She said, that's the name we chose, isn't it? And he said, no, the name I chose was Victor Wilhelm. Well, needless to say, he was in the dog box for many, many years after that. So my second eldest brother became Victor Wilhelm. And the name is important. Why is it important? Because the name that you choose for the child, well, will be stuck with that child for a long, long time, won't it be? It's not going to... Unless, of course, when they get to the age of 21, they have the right to change their name, as many people do, particularly people who are in theatre. They change their names to be more theatrical. So they have to live with that name. But the other reason why choosing a name is important is because oftentimes the name characterizes the person who's been given that name, isn't it? Even though you may not intend that to be the case, you know, once the person has got that name and they learn what their name is all about, they often live up to their name. That's what often happens. And so we've got to be very careful. When it came to choosing a name for Jesus, of course there was confusion because many thought that the child that Mary was to give birth to was Joseph's child. And everybody kind of assumed that Joseph was the father. And so when Jesus was born and he was given the name Jesus at the instruction of the angel, everybody was confused. But The wonderful reality is, friends, long before that, the name that was to be given to that child had been prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. And I want us to focus on that this morning. Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called, first of all, Wonderful Counselor. We shouldn't separate those words. Oftentimes people think that his name is Wonderful and that his name is Counselor, but actually it's one word that. His name is Wonderful Counselor. Isn't that wonderful? The Wonderful Counselor means he's extraordinary. He's astonishing. The writers used the word wonderful to describe the miracles that God would be doing amongst them or had done amongst them. Jesus, friend, was wonderful because he was the miracle. Not only did he perform miracles, but he was the miracle. Why is Jesus the Wonderful Counselor? Well, you know, there are many people who are counselors today. If you go and see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, you're going to pay a lot of money to see them, aren't you? Somewhere between 300 and 600 rand, sometimes up to 1,000 rand for one consultation. But the sad reality is, friends, when you've seen them, can you trust what they have said to you 100%? You can't, can you? Because even although they may be highly educated, even although they may have lots and lots of knowledge and understanding of human beings, is they don't fully know you. And as much as they are able to give you some advice, friends, there is only one who's able to always give you the best advice. He is the reliable counselor. You don't need to pay him because he's paid you. He's paid the penalty for you. Isn't that wonderful? He's the Wonderful Counselor. The second thing that we're reminded of, friends, is not only Jesus a reliable counselor, but he's a decisive counselor. Now, at one stage, Patricia was learning to be a psychologist. Or, do you know that? She studied a psychology degree. But she realized she could never be a psychologist. Because, you know, psychologists aren't meant to really tell you what to do, is that? They're meant to suggest things for you to do, and then you're meant to do them and change your ways. But Patricia isn't that kind of person. She said, you can ask her, she'll tell you, she never wanted to be a counselor because all she wanted to do was grab people over the head and hit them on the head and say, do this. Am I right, babe? Yeah. She does it to me all the time, don't I? But you know, Jesus as a counselor can tell us what to do. And he does tell us what to do. Because every time he tells us what we should do and how we should do it, friends, it's the perfect direction and the perfect thing that we need to do. Friend, Jesus knows what's best for us. We don't even know what's best for us. But he's the Wonderful Counselor because he knows exactly what is good for us. What child is this? He's the wonderful counselor. But secondly, he's the mighty God. What does that mean? Friends, this speaks of the power with the ability to do it. First of all, it speaks about the deity of God. The baby born in the manger, the sweet little child that was cuddled by Mary, was, while being a human baby, friends, was fully God as well. This is not just any ordinary child. The Godhead, friends, is packaged in a small baby. The fullness of God lives within the person of Jesus Christ. He is very God of very God. Fully God, yet fully human, as we will discover later on. But what kind of God is he? He is a mighty God. What does the word mighty mean? The word mighty comes out of the military world. And it simply means, it's a legal term, it means the person who fights on your behalf. So friend, Jesus isn't any ordinary person. Encaptured in that child is the Godhead. But encaptured in that child is the Godhead who fights on your behalf. Friend, we've got one enemy. One enemy, the devil. There's only one enemy. It's the devil. And human beings have been trying to fight the devil in many, many ways and over many, many years. But they failed every time, friends, because the devil is an extremely powerful character. But we have somebody who fights on our behalf. We have, what child is this, the mighty God. We have the one who fights on our behalf. And friends, he's able and defeats the devil. As he hangs on the cross, he says, "It is finished. The job is done. We don't need to worry about the devil anymore." Because friends, all we need to do is claim the victory that Jesus has won on our behalf. We don't stand against the devil in our own power. We stand against the devil in the name of Jesus. And when we want to speak against the devil, we speak in the name of Jesus, because in Jesus' name we have the mighty God. He's the wonderful counselor, the one who makes the plans, but he's the mighty God because he's the one who is able to carry out the plans. What child is this? Wonderful counselor, mighty God, the thirdly, everlasting Father. The title literally is the Father of Eternity. How's that important for us? Because friends, in Christ is eternity. He is the possessor of eternity. He is the only one who's able to give you eternal life. Nobody else can do that, friends. Only Jesus has the power to give you eternity, because he is the eternal or everlasting Father. He holds eternity in his hands. But friends, not only does he hold eternity in his hands, he's also like the everlasting Father. For those who are fathers, you will understand this. When your child needs something, you'll do anything to meet the need of that child. Isn't that the case? When your child is sick, you will sit with them up till the middle of the night. When they're in need of something, you'll work the extra hours so that you can provide for them. When somebody bullies them, you will go and fight the fight on their behalf. Friend, the Father that we have, the child, the name given to Jesus, is not only everlasting, eternal, but it also encaptures the heart of the Father. Because, friends, the Father and the Son are one. He is a Father forever. What child is this, you may ask? He's the wonderful Counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. As the wonderful Counselor, he makes the plans. As the mighty God, he makes them work. As the everlasting Father, he provides all that we need. Then finally, he's called the Prince of Peace. The word literally means the Prince who's coming, bringing peace. The message right from the beginning, friend, the message of the angels was the message of peace. When the angel appeared to Joseph and to Mary, his first words were to them, "Peace be upon you." When Jesus appeared to the disciples, the first words he says is peace. Friends, that's the message from God. He's coming to bring peace. In the past, his coming helps us make peace with God. That's the reason Jesus came in the first place. In the present, we're able to live at peace with God because God is within us. But friend, in the future, we will live in peace with God forever because his second kingdom will usher in a kingdom of peace. Oh, how we look forward to that. What child is this? He's the wonderful Counselor. What child is this? He's the mighty God. What child is this? He's the everlasting Father. What child is this? He is the Prince of Peace. Now, what's the message? If you're confused today, friend, if you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, if you don't know what life is all about, if you're uncertain about where you're going and meaning of purpose, friend, Jesus is the one you need. Because he is the wonderful Counselor. He will give you the direction that you need in your life. If you're feeling weak today, feeling flat, feeling like this year has just got you down, friend, don't forget this. He is the mighty God. He can strengthen you in every single way. There's no need for you to feel low or weak at all. If you're scared or feeling abandoned, Let me remind you, friends, he is the everlasting Father. His heart is that of the Father who sent his only begotten Son. Friend, that is the heart that Jesus has as well. And if you're feeling disturbed, we're living in difficult days, friends. We're living in confusing days. War is all around us. Difficulty is all around us. People often wonder, what's it all about? Friend, if you're confused, if you're troubled in your spirit, remember Jesus is the Prince of Peace. How do we know this? Friend, we sang that song, He Knows My Name. Why can we sing that song, He Knows My Name, although we know His name? There's one simple reason, friends. That verse that talks about the wonderful Counselor, the Prince, the Mighty God, the Everlasting, the Prince of Peace, begins like this. For unto us a child is given. Friend, Jesus has come for you. Jesus has come to remember you. For unto us a child is given, a son is born. Friend, if you don't know where to go to, Jesus is the one who you can turn to. The greatest gift you can receive this year is the gift of the Son of God. He has come. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and His name is Jesus. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being all those things to us. Thank you that even although you are our wonderful Counselor, our Mighty God, our Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace, Lord, it all begins with your name given to you at birth, the name Jesus. For you have come to save us. For unto us, thank you for coming for us. We surrender ourselves to you again, giving ourselves wholeheartedly to you. We pray that in Jesus' name, for his glory. Amen.